On March 8th, International Women's Day, National Organization for Women President Terry O'Neill released a statement criticizing governments around the world for balancing their budgets on the backs of women. She called on leaders in the United States to firmly reject austerity policies that have been economically devastating to women in Europe. She wrote, "Call it what you like, austerity, sequester, deficit reduction, I call it a stealth attack on women." O'Neill went on to assert that women, people of color, and individuals with disabilities, groups that disproportionately rely on social service programs, are sectors largely underrepresented in the halls of power and make easy scapegoats. She says that politicians proposing deep cuts to the nation's social safety net are willing to cut programs for the poor, given that they naturally want to protect the interests of big business and the wealthy contributors who fund their political campaigns. O'Neill points out that many conservative politicians, already predisposed to slash social programs, frequently use government debt as an excuse to cut even deeper. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with O'Neill about her concerns, including the fact that although men lost jobs at a higher rate than women at the beginning of the Great Recession, for the past few years, women, who make up a majority of teachers and other public sector workers, have suffered higher job losses than men. Here O'Neill talks about growing economic inequality, the lack of proportional representation of women in Congress, and the need for members of the nation's emerging progressive majority to become actively engaged in holding politicians accountable for their stand on the issues.
As the gross domestic product of this country has gone up every year, the vast majority of that increase in GDP has gone to the very, very top income earners in this country. That would be the top 1/100th of 1% has skimmed off the lion's share of what ordinary people have made for the United States. And yet the regulations and laws of this country over a period of 30 years have moved exactly in that direction. And now the Republican Party, which is in the grip of radical extremists, they want to cut social spending, Head Start, after-school programs, family planning clinics, other health care, a huge number of social welfare programs. The conservatives in Congress want to cut those programs. These disproportionately serve women, because they disproportionately serve people who are responsible for kids. That would be women. And they disproportionately employ women, right, as social workers and case managers and teachers and nurses and home health care aides and licensed practical nurses and so forth. What the right wing is telling us, and the Republicans in charge of the House are telling us, is that somehow the country as a whole will thrive if these programs are cut. That's just wrong. What will make the country thrive is if we get jobs, put the women back to work, put the men back to work, allow people to work for livable wages, middle-class wages, good benefits, retirement security, and by the way, equal pay for work of equal value. If you put us back to work, then we'll have more income tax flowing into the federal treasury, and that's how you reduce the federal deficit in a humane way, not in a way that really devastates so many middle-class families.
Terry O'Neill, I know you said you watched Makers on public TV recently about the women's movement from the 1960s forward. Women were in the streets fighting for equal pay, reproductive rights, against violence. It's very historical, but what do you think will turn things around in the 21st century?
We have to get beyond 17, 18, 19% of the United States Congress. That's key. Women are under 20% of the U.S. Congress, less than 20% of governorships. We are only 3 out of 9 Supreme Court justices. We need to get a lot closer to half than what we are.
As was made apparent by that show, Makers, gender alone doesn't necessarily guarantee a progressive point of view, because they had a whole segment on Phyllis Schlafly and what an incredible organizer she was against the Equal Rights Amendment and other issues of concern to the women's movement.
Absolutely, and in fact, that's what I think is part of the genius, if I may, of the National Organization for Women. We are not the National Organization of Women. We've always had men in leadership positions. Since I've been active with the organization, I became active in the early to mid-1990s, and we've always had men on the national board. Now PAC endorses men who stand up for our issues. And by the way, it's really hard to get a NOW endorsement, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. But we endorse women, obviously, and we really encourage women to run. We will endorse men who support our issues. But that said, it's also true. And I've seen studies to this effect, which I think are fascinating, that if you compare the policy vote of conservative women with those of equally conservative men, systematically the women vote in a way that actually is better for women overall than the conservative men do. And the same thing is true of moderate women and moderate men, and even liberal or progressive women and liberal or progressive men, that systematically you'll see more votes and more decisions that would be supported by the women's rights community of women, even across the political spectrum.
That's interesting. Is there anything else you think women and men need to do to make progress against this growing backlash against women?
Yeah, I think they need to become politically engaged. The demographics are on our side, right? The demographics that are growing in this country are as follows. Single women is a growing political bloc. Latinos, Latinas, immigrants, communities of color generally, and younger people. Now, those are all very overlapping communities. But those are the demographics that are growing, and they very systematically prefer progressive policies over conservative ones. So what we need to do is engage, 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 raise the awareness of these progressive citizens and get them engaged in the political process so that they vote, so that they contact their elected officials, so that they let their elected officials know, look, I'm watching, and I'd just as soon vote you out of office if you vote against my interests.
That was Terry O'Neill, president of the National Organization for Women. Learn more about NOW's ongoing campaign for gender equality and justice by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.